Good day and welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online, coming to you on this sunny Sunday, September 28th, 2025. We've got a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. First off, a hearty anniversary celebration in Australia's heavy vehicle repair industry. 20 years ago, in August, the NTI launched its Premium Repairer Network. This was a game changer, marking a transformative era and helping the sectors dominated by small and ill-equipped repair shops to meet high-quality standards. Its impact has been profound, leading to streamlined processes, faster repair times, higher customer satisfaction, and more predictable insurance premiums for transport operators. Congratulations to NTI for their forward-thinking initiative. Next up, a crucial piece of analysis from Isuzu Australia from back in April 2024. This transport giant released the Future of Trucking report, The Way Forward. Based on feedback from over 1,300 transport operators, it shone a light on key trends, challenges, and a lot more. Things like technological integration, driver shortages, and regulatory compliance were all enforced, highlighting the importance of adaptability in our industry. We now turn to a stern warning delivered through a landmark court case in Australia's transport industry. Stemming from a tragic incident on Melbourne's Eastern Freeway back in 2020, a national operations manager was handed a 3-year prison sentence and a fine over $100,000. This first-of-its-kind conviction comes under the heavy vehicle national law for a Category 1 offense. As a reminder, let's dedicate ourselves to ensuring rigorous safety audits, driver training, and adherence to HVNL for a safer transport environment for everyone. Last but not least, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, widely known as ASIC, has urged insurers to reform their claims handling practices. This call to action is a result of an industry review that revealed significant deficiencies in expert reports oversight, transparency in cash settlement communications, and resources for dispute resolution. Particularly at risk are tradespeople and small business owners who are urged to regularly review insurance policies, understand claims procedures, and seek professional advice. It is a timely reminder for insurance companies as well to increase their efforts in enhancing internal controls, staff training, and transparency. That concludes our weekly wrap. For more information on insurance needs for both personal and business matters, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratori. Thank you for listening and stay covered, Australia.